The challenge that we'll have is that we don't have comparative trials right now of Abraxane once every 3 weeks versus paclitaxel weekly. And we don't have randomized data of Abraxane once every 3 weeks versus docetaxel once every 3 weeks. So we have different studies showing efficacy, but we lack these head-to-head comparisons of what we think might be the two best approaches with the older taxanes versus Abraxane.
So we get into the art of oncology, and you're a great artist. So tell us a little bit about some of the factors you consider.
Tolerability, to me, is paramount here.
So does that mean in a frailer patient that you might think more about it, or a patient with less aggressive disease?
Based on this randomized phase 3 trial that has been reported, Abraxane really has a lot of advantages. But I'm hesitant to say this is the only taxane I'm going to use because I think we need more studies. However, I don't think that we should just wait completely, and not use the drug for 5 years. But I think we really need to start discussing the availability of these agents with all of our patients with metastatic breast cancer. And the natural question is, what about the adjuvant setting? And it's very tempting to think about moving Abraxane into the adjuvant setting. I am not sure what's going to happen with reimbursement if oncologists start doing that. And I encourage really the company that owns Abraxane to fund clinical trials to further explore the potential best ways to use this drug. Because I don't think one randomized phase 3 trial should be the end of the investigation with this drug.
And I know your priority, just like all breast cancer investigators, is to get patients on studies. On the other hand, the oncologists in practice want to know what you all do in terms of non-protocol situations. What about in the metastatic setting with prior taxane therapy?
I think that's perfect patient population to consider for Abraxane, again, based on the phase 2 studies that have been reported to date.
What about in the adjuvant setting? Is it something that you would do in, sort of a not-no complicating factor situation?
So it's very tempting, very tempting. It's a pity that we don't have any data. Right now, in our cooperative group, we have not started any trials with Abraxane in the adjuvant setting, but I'm aware that other groups are developing trials at this time, and I am very supportive of those ideas.
What are some of the new clinical trials looking at this agent? I know you're running some yourself.
Yeah. We just recently obtained approval by the National Cancer Institute for a weekly study for patients eligible to receive first-line chemotherapy for HER2-negative breast cancer. What we're doing in this trial is looking at Abraxane, 125 milligrams per meter squared in combination with gemcitabine, 1,000 milligrams per meter squared, days 1 and 8 over every 21-day cycles. We're very excited about the scientific rationale for this study, and we feel that when we complete this phase 2 trial, we would like to move to a phase 3 comparative study pretty quickly. I'm aware of a study at Memorial Sloan Kettering looking at Abraxane in combination with carboplatin and trastuzumab weekly for patients with HER2-positive breast cancer. So that's going to be a very helpful clinical study.
There's been encouraging data looking at capecitabine and paclitaxel, a couple studies, Joanne Blum and Bill Gradishar. Is that combination of ABI-007 and capecitabine being looked at?
We wanted to do this. When we originally proposed our trial to the National Cancer Institute, we actually wanted to do a randomized phase 3 study in the first-line setting, looking at Abraxane with carboplatin, Abraxane with capecitabine, and Abraxane with gemcitabine. But the NCI recommended that we select one of the doublets so that then we could potentially move quicker to conducting a randomized trial of two doublets in the setting of metastatic breast cancer. And we selected gemcitabine based on the recent data, looking at it in combination with paclitaxel, and also the overall portfolio of clinical studies within NCCTG.
Has there been any interest in looking at ABI-007 either with trastuzumab or as part of dose dense therapy?
Both, yes. Proposals are out there to evaluate those two situations.
It seems like that would be an exciting possibility.
That is right.
Particularly the trastuzumab.
Definitely, yes.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.